There's so much to be said. We're gonna take our time. We're gonna change the world.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today on This Needs to Be Said. Our friend, Attorney Peter Daigle, is here with us today to continue the conversation on debt settlement. Y'all remember last time I got a little confused. We're going to talk about debt settlement as a solution to your financial woes. And today we're going to cover frequently asked questions, which is my favorite. Y'all want to know what other people are wondering. Peter, welcome back.
Sure. Well, thanks, Catherine, and feel free to jump in with any of your questions also, okay? So, because you're probably thinking in the mind of a listener here. So the first question we're going to answer is, how does it affect my credit, okay? Because one thing everybody wants to know is, what happens to my credit? Well, there's no question that the issuance of a bankruptcy discharge, it can't be anything. It's the best thing that could happen to your credit that's been bruised, because the credit report reverts back to, like, you're 18 years old again, okay? It's simply clean. And it doesn't quite happen so good with debt settlement. In fact, the best we can get is that the creditor, as part of the settlement, will agree to report on the credit bureau that the debt's been settled, okay? So a debt being settled is certainly not as good a credit score as being paid as agreed or being discharged in bankruptcy, okay? When you're discharged in bankruptcy, it vaporizes from the actual credit report. Reporting is settled. It still stay in the report. So the bad news, so to speak, with debt settlement is that your credit is still going to remain somewhat bruised for a while. But over time, folks looking to lend you more credit will see on the credit report that, okay, the debts have been settled. So they'll have gone from a charge-off status to a settled status. So that will actually help you more than just being in the charge-off status. But in any event, It's still definitely not the best way to go in terms of having the best credit. Okay, so I want to make sure the listeners understand that the benefit to settling debt is that you get rid of the debt for less than what you owe and get the credit if you stop calling you, but it doesn't heal as quickly on your credit report as if you're paying it off. Okay, and so a lot of times this is something that you're left with no other alternative. In other words, you can't keep making minimum payments for the rest of your life. You don't want to file or can't file bankruptcy. So you have to do something. And so, but the credit would definitely take a hit by doing the debt settlement. Okay. So that's one of the frequently asked questions that I have. Okay. So the next question is, how much, what do we settle these debts for? Okay. And how much is what's the percentage? And overall percentage is runs at about 50%. Okay. So that means that some of the debt we do, we can do it 20% and some at 70%. If it goes to a lawsuit, a judgment is closer to 70%. If it's with a collection agency, a lot of times we can get rid of it for 20 to 30% or 40%, okay? What we generally get is that we get a hardship letter, a letter stating that these are the reasons why you can't continue to pay the debt, and we'll waive that hardship letter at them to show that this is all you're going to get, okay? And because of the fact that we're a bankruptcy law firm, if they look us up, they can see that that's the alternative. And in fact, we'll tell them that. We'll say to them, listen, you're either going to get this, which is, let's say, $2,000 on a $10,000 debt, or you'll get nothing in a bankruptcy. So one of the questions that we ask is, how much do I have to pay? And the rule of thumb is going to be 50%, okay?
Okay.
Okay. The third question that comes up a lot is that how is this administered? Who's administering it? And what makes us different than any other debt settlement companies is it's being administered by a law firm. And so we have the ability in Massachusetts to deal with lawsuits and other aggressive wage garnishments, bank account attachments. So when you hire a law firm to represent you, they have the keys to the courthouse, so to speak. And they can deal with you on matters that essentially like a out-of-state company, a debt settlement company, or a debt consolidator can do. Because if you're sued by just a non-attorney, then they don't have that same ability to defend the suit. So one of the questions is that what do I do if I get sued or when somebody comes after me, the answer is with our firm, we have the ability to defend you, okay? And the representation includes, working something out from that. I mean, obviously, that would not be our first choice. Our first choice would be to head it off and settle the debt. But, you know, we just don't know what's going to happen down the road. So, anyway, that's one of the questions we get is that what happens, if I'm sued, and what do I do? And the answer is you'd have us help you. Okay.
Can I jump in? Because I do have two questions. Because the more we talk, the more curious I get. Because you talked about the different kinds of bankruptcy that I could file. You talked about the other options other than bankruptcy that I could use. So I'm looking at this spread of information in my head as you're talking about it. And is any of this based on how fast I want the problem to go away? Because you said something like some stuff people may let sit. And it made me think, is it a timing thing? Is it something that would fall off? Or, like, is timing a part of the equation when you decide to file or not?
Well, that's a great question. You know, and, each one of them is different. Each one's different, okay?
Okay.
It's not just hold 1 second. So each one of them is different, and each one of them it really depends on the creditor. So, for instance, whether it be Bank of America or Citibank or Capital One or a collection agency, we know what each one of them is going to take, okay? And and we know, for instance, what the percentage is that we most likely settle for. So when we start the representation, we try to have some sense of who these folks are and how difficult it's going to be, okay? And that's just based upon historical, you know?
Okay. I was wondering, like, for me, I want this to go away really fast, and you say, okay, this is what you need to do, or because settlement. Mm-hmm.
So here's what happens: if you're current with the card, they're not going to talk to me. They don't even want to hear from me. Okay.
Oh.
And so you have to let it get stale. Okay. Because if you're making your payments on your credit cards right now, and you call them up and you tell them you want to give them 50%, they're going to laugh at you.
Yeah.
The phone call, okay? They're going to say, oh, Catherine, you're a great customer. You pay every month, why are we going to give you a break? No, I don't think so. We'll tell you what we'll do. We'll suspend your payments for a couple of months or 3 months, and maybe we'll lower the interest rate a couple of percent, but no, you've got to pay us back. And so, so the difference between hiring a law firm or a professional is that, because we say to them, listen, she's just not going to pay you back, period. So you got to kind of get that, we'll get that upfront. And the reason why we can say that is because we're going to tell you to stop making the payments, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So once you stop made 3 or 4 payments, we're going to call Bank of America up. We're going to ask them to close the account. We're going to say, listen, she's not paying you now. She's never going to pay you. And the good news about when they close the account is that the interest stops, okay? And so we're asking them to close the account. And then if they want to charge it off, whatever their internal policies are, they can do that. Unfortunately, you have to let the debt get a little stale first. I know that sounds like,
Well, I mean, it sounds like it's a timing thing. I mean, because if I'm able to pay it on time, it doesn't look like a need, but it's a shame. Well, maybe you're getting punished for being good. Or maybe, listeners, maybe you can call your credit card company and say, I've been paying good. Can I get a couple of suspended months? I don't know. But it sounds like timing is everything.
Exactly. Yep. No, it's really what it is. And so you have to become a patient, okay? And you have to just say, look, I'm gonna put this in the hands of a professional. I'm not going to think about it anymore. I'm just going to let them handle it. And that's really what we would recommend. And just continue to fund the account each month. If you have our office work with it, the money goes in an escrow account. You send a statement.
Mm-hmm.
The account's insured, and then we go over the settlement proposal with you. So, for instance, if you owe Discover $10,000 and they have an offer of $2,000, we'll call you up and you'll say, hey, listen, Discover will take 2, and you say, great, let's do it. Or they want 5, and we'll say, well, let's wait a little while longer. And so we'll have these discussions each time. On each creditor as it goes down. So the next question people always ask is, well, what about this doesn't work out? Okay. And, bankruptcy is always an option if this does not work out. Okay. So there is another way around it. And that is if no matter how hard you try, you can't continue to fund this account each month. Let's say for a second the payment is $500 a month, and all, and because you want to settle the debt, you don't want to file bankruptcy, and then you lose your job, or you have or you get cut back in hours, or have a health issue, and so you can always have the ability to convert to a bankruptcy. Okay, so okay. At least you know that this is going to be the end of this. That you know mm-hmm. it will go away at some point. So it's not like you're going to be stuck with this debt, you know, forever. Okay.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Do you have at all?
Well, I want to know, why do we get so emotional about stuff? Because when you said the hardship letter, I was like, oh, now I have to admit I did bad. My mind does crazy things when you're talking, but I know it's part of the process because you explained it, but it's like, oh, I have to admit that I can't do it on my own.
Yeah.
Why do we get so emotional is my question.
Well, I think I think we're all, from the time we were brought up, you know, by our parents, we're taught to, you know, to be a fighter, you know, and whatever it is, you know, fight for, to do the best you can. And so when all of a sudden you fall short, you know, there's a sense of guilt, like, oh, my mother told me, you know, to pay my bills on time. My mother told me to finish my food, you know, when she puts it in front of me, whatever the case may be. So we're all domesticated, mm-hmm. so to speak, as to how we're supposed to feel. And so, you know, when we're not paying as agreed, you know, we feel like we've left somebody down. So
yeah.
It's a human condition, you know. But, you know.
Yeah, boy. Well, you're one of the people I would recommend for to go to. You're definitely kind to me. You're just gonna have to practice in North Carolina, and I'm gonna have to use you for something. But it's you're so kind to the people who need your services, and so that I almost want to be in trouble so you can help me, Peter. That's what I'm saying. How do people get in touch with you outside of this interview?
Sure, Catherine. They can call our main number at 508-771-7444, and we can schedule a phone conference. Or you can reach us on DagleLawOffice.com. Through our website, you can order our book. You can read all about bankruptcy and debt consolidation on the website, the blogs. And also you can request a copy of a book that I've written. Okay.
And it's a great book. Yeah.
Yeah, well, thank you. So either way, through the website or the number that I've given you would be a way to get a hold of us.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Peter, again, for being our guest. And until next time, have a super day.
Okay, thanks, Kelsey. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to This Needs to Be Said. I hope you've gained something from what has been shared. Send me your comments and show ideas through the website at tntbsmedia.com. I'd love to hear from you.